My voice is gone. It has left the building. Today is May 11th, 2014. Our message today is called A Special Influence. Yesterday, I was thinking about today's service and praying and meditating on the word and studying and all those good things that I always do. And I had something come on my heart, so I put a post on Facebook and asked everybody to give their most memorable one-liners from their moms. I have more than one, but I just put up my one where when I would tell my mom I love her, I had done something wrong, she always said you had a funny way of showing it. And that ended up being one of our messages for service once. But some of the other posts that people had put up was do what is right and do it right at all times. Do what you're told to do when you were told to do it. I like this one. When children are upset and they say, you don't love me. You don't love me anymore, Mom. She would say, I don't love you any less either. Another girl put up, can't never did anything. Like if you said, I can't. My dad had a spinoff. And it was funny because my sister and I were talking yesterday. We can remember more of my dad's one-liners than my mom's. My dad always said, can't never could do anything. But this is Mother's Day. Someone put up, build it, then walk heavy on it, girl. You'll have to read my post to get the explanation on that one. You wasn't born in a barn, so let's not live in one. I really like that one. Actions speak louder than words. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Pot sign. For those mothers that like to reverse order on letters. Pot sign. Quitters never win and winners never quit. Ancient Chinese secret when asked how you do something. Here's one that I always give my daughter. What friends? You ain't got no friends. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. And that one I have begun to say to my own child. So many great quotes, things to think about. And it warmed my heart to see all the posts. And hopefully made people think of their moms today. Because today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all that may be listening, to all that are here. And that's what today's message is about. So with that said, for a moment, we are going to play a video that was posted on my webpage that I just thought was hilarious and so fitting for my post. And hopefully you guys will get a kick out of this.
Get up now, get up out of bed. Wash face, brush teeth, comb, sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework? And grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. It's breakfast, it's lunch, tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Please remember the orthodontist will be seeing you as me today. Don't forget your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, chew slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here. Didn't you wash behind your ears? When it's light, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend. Don't forget to share. Working out each term, never take a dead. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, wash your clothes, put your stuff away. Make your bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you hear a word I say? No, sir, the phone, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computers at tonight. Your iPod's my iPod. If you don't listen, when you chew, would appreciate. Take a bite, maybe chew with the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put upon your plate. Get an egg at the door, don't go far with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll have the three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a dose. I don't care who started it, you're proud.
Isn't that great? One of our friends posted that on my webpage, on my Facebook page too, in response to my post. She said she thought it was funny, and I did too. So I wanted to share it with you guys. If you want to see it or save it or whatever, you can go to my Facebook and you can see it on there and keep track of it. But I thought that was pretty cute. But we all hold a very special place in our hearts for our mothers. Whether they're still here with us or have been called home with the Lord, we all hold that special place. Mother's love can never be replaced, no matter what. I seen a post by my cousin, and I shared it on my wall. It was one that really made me think of my mom and the influence. And the post states, "The influence of a mother in the lives of her children is beyond calculation." And it's so true. You know, even as mothers, when I became a mother myself, you don't think about things. You know, you're on autopilot. You do what you need to do to take care of your kids. And we don't see the influence and the impact that we're having on our children. A lot of time we don't see it until we have grandchildren. And then we can see the work that we have done in our own children and how we've impacted their lives. And it really is true. Most mothers will tell you how blessed they feel when it comes to their children, even though that they know that they can be a handful and cause a lot of stress at times. But when we get older, not only do we feel blessed to have our own children, but it's at this time that we feel even more blessed to be, or even more blessed for the mother that God gave us, and the woman that God has given to us. Scripture tells us in Proverbs 31, it talks about the virtuous woman. And, you know, I find it interesting that the Lord found woman, even after the sinful decision that was made, to still be valued enough to deserve a full, you know, a chapter in the Word. With such descriptions, it warms my heart. And, you know, other versions call it a worthy woman, description of a worthy woman. That's what it says in NASB. NLT says a wife of noble character. And that's what NIV says as well. But these scriptures, it just really describes the type of woman we are called to be, not just as mothers, but just as women. And we're going to go ahead and read all these. There's quite a few, 21 verses. Starts at verse 10. "Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." I'm going to read this in a different version. "A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for the servants' girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard." Excuse me. Verse 17 says, "She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and for her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her peace at the city gate. This is the description of how women are supposed to be. There's other scriptures that back all this up that talk more about wives and all that. And I'm not getting into that today because we're not here to talk about being a wife. We're here to talk about being a woman. We're here to talk about being a mother. And as you can see in these scriptures that I read, there's a lot of things talked about here. All the things that we do for our households. All the things that come natural to us, taking care. Back in these days, they made clothes. They planted they grew the food. I have yet to figure out what the men did, but in these scriptures, there is a lot of what the women did. They bought land. I would have thought a man would have done. The men would have done that and planted. I think the men took more care of the animals. You know, the flocks and all those, the herds, and did that work. But they made the clothes. They took care of their home. They cooked, they cleaned. They took care of the children, made sure they were fed in bed, took care of their husbands. All the things that we do today. We may not necessarily grow our own food, but I would bet you in most households, the women are the ones that go to the grocery store and purchase the groceries, make the meals. Buy clothes, make sure everybody has clothes, does the laundry, make sure they're all clean, cleans the house. These are characteristics of a virtuous woman. All things that we do as women automatically, all things as men that you appreciate, especially in your mother. When you think of how your childhood may have been or how your life is currently, you can see all these things. To be a woman that God has, to be the woman that God has instructed us to be. And I know of no more permanent imprint on the life, on a life, than one made by a mother. Mothers are the most influential person in a child's life. I think there comes a point in our lives where we are grateful to have that mother's influence, the way she's raised us. As we talked about at the beginning of service, all those things that she's instilled in us. And there's so much more. I'm sure if we all sat and thought about it, we could pull out all the things that our moms used to say to us. And laugh and appreciate and understand that no matter what, we'll always have those values and those memories for most of us. But that's what has made us who we are today. A mother's influence is so great that we model it even when we don't realize it. And we return to it often at the surprise of others. You know, it took me a long time in my life when someone said, "You're acting, you're just like your mother." I would get offended. I think for every young girl as she grows up, nobody wants to be like their mom. But when we get older, maybe I shouldn't say nobody. Maybe I should say most of us or some of us. When we get older, though, and someone says that to us, we're appreciative. It's like, you know, when I get older, I can appreciate all the things that my mom did. I didn't appreciate it when I was growing up. But all the values that I have and the values that have been instilled in me came from her influence and my dad's as well. But we all can see how a mother's love or a mother's impact in our life has influenced us. And we appreciate that. That's what today is all about. The word tells us, excuse me, the word tells us in 2 Timothy. One, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Jesus Christ, To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. Verse 4 says, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Verse 5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that was in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. This is scripture that reminds us of that mother's influence. Paul here, talking to Timothy, letting Timothy know that he knew of his grandmother's faith, his mother's faith, and he can see how that had been passed down to Timothy as well. That's what our mothers give us. Those things that we don't realize, those things that we may not even see, how they work in our lives. There are many qualities that a mother passes on. Appreciation for the finer things in life, skills to accomplish tasks. They teach us manners, respect, and courtesy. They possess an undetermined amount of strength, zest for life, enthusiasm, and relentless drive. Many even pass on an unwavering spirit that gives courage. And in some cases, it's defined as stubbornness. Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31, tell how to be the total woman in God's eyes. Bless you. The worldly woman puts much emphasis on her exterior, focusing on makeup, clothing, and exercise. Yet she spends little time in developing her spiritual self. Now, there's nothing wrong with making yourself physically attractive, having nice clothes, wearing makeup, and staying in shape. There's nothing wrong with that. But the key is to be in the total woman, the total woman in God's eyes is found in verse 31. Sorry, is found in verse 30. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. A woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. We must never forget scripture, how it leads and guides us in our lives, gives us strength, confidence, and reassures us. It amazes me how much stuff is in scripture. Just about everything you can apply to your life. You can find strength and guidance in the words of scripture. And like I said, it amazes me to know that a chapter, 21 verses, are devoted to the description of the type of woman that we are called to be, of the type of mother that we all hope to have. You know, our mothers may not always do things right. They may not always do it perfectly. But we can all see her hard work. We can all see how she has influenced and impacted our lives. We can have that appreciation, especially on the day that we're called to remember them. That's been set aside, be it a Hallmark holiday or whatever you want to call it. But there's guidance and direction in scripture that we're called to follow, be it male or female. Scripture for men as well. A lot of scripture for women. And I myself become so humbled and so grateful that it's there, that I have something to go by. Not just the things that my mother taught me or the things that I have learned, the rights and the wrongs of life, and to know what I should do and what I shouldn't do. But to know that there's biblical scripture and God's word to back it up as well. To know the type of person that we're called to be and to see that influence in our life. Mothers, don't ever forget the permeance of your imprint in your child's life. The kids may seem ungrateful. They may act irresponsible. They may even ignore your reminders and forget your advice. but you're still having an impact. You're still having that influence. And your imprint is being left on their lives, on their character. Nothing can erase a mother's influence on their children. We must remember to consider the priceless value of the woman who made our life possible. Think about how your mother has influenced your life. Have you thanked her for it? And have you thanked God for her? To continue to grow in wisdom, follow in the ways of the world, to continue to be that person that God has called us to be, led by his hand, guided and directed, to serve him as he intends, to help others, and to do the right thing, to trust in him, walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you. And to know that there's a mighty work that he's doing in our lives. We may not always see it. We may not always understand it. It may not always be easy. But we know that there are those that came before us, our forefathers, our foremothers. And because of the examples that we've been given in Scripture, those help lead and guide us. They give us encouragement. That's what I said. No, we don't have the number four. I said forefathers and foremothers. Stop it. Those that have come before us. We turn to Scripture and we have it right here in front of us. And we can be humbled and we can be touched. And we can know that this is what God intends. And we can appreciate it. We can see it for the impact that it has in our lives. It's not always been easy. I'm sure our mothers would say the same thing. It wasn't always easy, but I got through it. We can appreciate that today. Realize that special influence that our mothers have had on our lives. Pay them the respect that they need, that they deserve. And give glory to God for the blessings that we've received. God is so good. And he blesses in abundant ways that we may never even know, we may never see. Strength and guidance that may be given always by his hand as we turn to him. But if you didn't know that this was there, teach it to your daughters. Teach it to your sons that they may find this type of woman in their life. To know what, you know, not everybody is taught the ways of the Lord and how they are to be. So hopefully this will lead and guide us all today, and we can give that appreciation where it's deserved. Thank God for another year, for another day. And glorify him in all things. Amen. That's a word for today. Does anybody have anything to add? If our hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.